From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An attorney for the suspect in the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas, says he has his doubts that Major Nidal Hassan could get a fair trial there. John Galligan was interviewed on NPR's All Things Considered.
In a high-profile case such as this, it's imperative that we be ever vigilant to ensure that he gets a fair trial. And that ranges everywhere from ensuring that his rights against self-incrimination are respected, all the way to ensuring that a proper forum, that is, you know, one free from prejudice, is available to hear and try his case.
Galligan is a retired Army colonel and a former military judge at Fort Hood. He was hired by Hassan's family and met with him for the first time on Wednesday. The military also provides an attorney. The number of U.S. homes in some stage of foreclosure fell for a third straight month in October. California-based Realty Track says just over 332,000 U.S. homes received a foreclosure notice. NPR's Jack Speer has details.
The fact that foreclosure filings came down again last month is being viewed as at least a tentative sign the worst of the foreclosure wave may have passed. Realty Track's CEO called the three straight monthly declines a first blush indication the foreclosure tide may be turning. However, analysts are also likely to view the latest numbers with some caution. For example, while foreclosure filings were down 26% in Nevada from the previous month, the state continues to lead the nation in foreclosure activity, with one in every 80 homes there in some stage of foreclosure. California had the second highest foreclosure rate, with one in every 156 properties receiving a foreclosure notice. And while down from the previous month, foreclosure filings in October nationally are still up nearly 19% from a year ago. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama will try to close ranks with China on trade and climate controls during his 8-day trip to Asia, which begins on Thursday. Barry Schwad reports.
It will be the president's first visit to China, and as usual, the relationship is marked by both agreement and differences. China, for instance, is allied with the U.S. in trying to reverse North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The U.S. takes a more advanced stand, though, on climate control, and the president's objective is to narrow differences before a world conference next month in Copenhagen. Then there are the familiar complaints about the harsh way China deals with dissent, but the president is not expected to hammer away on human rights. The president has called the U.S.-China relationship as important as any relationship between two countries in the world. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Hewlett-Packard has agreed to buy networking software and equipment maker 3Com for about $2.7 billion in cash. HP says the deal will help it to add new products and expand its presence in China. This is NPR News. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his nation believes in international nuclear cooperation. Ahmadinejad also says Iran could take part in a global nuclear fuel bank. Both the United States and the United Nations support the idea as a means of preventing the spread of nuclear weapons. Iran is currently resisting a proposal to allow the shipment of most of its uranium for enrichment abroad, saying the UN should oversee the process on Iranian soil. After holding a Catholic priest for 1 month, armed men in the southern Philippines have freed the 79-year-old man. Dwalisai Kautal has more on this story.
Irish and Filipino officials said Michael Sinot, a priest of the Columban Missionaries, was released physically unharmed after 32 days in captivity. A military spokesman said the priest is very weak and appeared disoriented. Government authorities in Ireland said no ransom was paid for Sinot's release. The Philippine government said it had received ransom demands of at least $2 million. Sinot had been abducted from his garden last month on the southern Philippine island of Mindanao, where rebel groups linked to Al-Qaeda are believed to be operating. Catholic priests have been targets of attacks in the last decade. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Virginia Governor Tim Kaine has declared a state of emergency because of extremely heavy rain caused by the remnants of Tropical Storm Ida. Heavy rains also have been falling in North Carolina, Maryland, and Delaware. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 44 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 15. The S&P was up 5. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.